This week on Sports and Stuff, I'll preview the upcoming baseball, basketball, and hockey shortened seasons and what we as fans can expect. It's going to be a little different, I can tell you that. Also, the Washington Redskins are changing their name after all these years. Well, I'm going to discuss that and give my thoughts on the matter. All this and plenty more on this final pre-quarantine sports edition of Sports and Stuff, coming up right after this.
You're listening to EPRN. I'm Alex Foltz, host of Foltzy's Corner. Listen in to my podcast and all the podcasts on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Download and bookmark the EPRN app. Go to app.eprn.us. You can always tune in at www.eprn.us.
Welcome to Sports and Stuff, everybody. Glad you could join us here this week for an interesting show. This will be the final pre-quarantined edition of Sports and Stuff. I got to tell you, the last few months have been kind of hard on me, being that there hasn't been any sports around, but that hasn't stopped me from getting content out there and giving you updates on what's been going on with sports and entertainment. As always, I'm John Meisner. I'm always glad to be with you folks, as always. I got to get used to calling people just you, because I'm talking to you, the listener, not you folks or you group of people. I mean, I got to start calling you like you're just one person is listening to this show, because sometimes it seems like only one person is listening to this show. But anyway, now I'm glad you could join us as always. And I am so excited for sports next week. You have no idea. Friday the 24th, July 24th to be exact, baseball starts. And July 30th is when the NBA season starts. So the Celtics will start July 31st against the Milwaukee Bucks. So that will get started, and then hockey will come right after in the beginning of August. August 1st is when the round-robin games start, and the Bruins' first game back will be August 2nd against the Philadelphia Flyers. The Bruins are just playing for playoff positioning at this point. They're already in the playoffs no matter what. It's teams that are seeded 5 through 12 that have to play the round-robin games, as I've discussed on the program before. They're going to have to win a best-of-5 against their opponents. So we'll know who the Bruins play in the first round in the next few weeks. But I'm just glad sports are back. I mean, quite frankly, I think this country needs it right now. I know there are some folks that may disagree with me and think that it's coming back too soon. But I think it's probably the best therapy right now this country needs. We need to be watching our teams play and help. I mean, what's great about sports is that it helps take our minds off of everything. So I think it's going to be good for the country. And now this is where it gets interesting as far as the fact that there are not going to be fans in the stadiums or the arenas. Baseball, I hear, is trying to make it as close as they can to a real fan experience without fans there. And I'm just getting a phone call right now. Yeah, sometimes we just edit stuff out, but not me, folks. I keep things going no matter what. I try to make it as real and as genuine as possible. Anyway, like I was saying, baseball is going to be kind of interesting. They're trying to make it as close as they can to a real fan experience, but what they're going to do is actually put in fake crowd noise. Which is different, it's not as opposed to the real thing, but it's what they're going to do, and they are also going to have, to make it look like there are fans sitting there, cardboard cutouts in the first few rows. So, again, not the real thing, obviously, but, it's a start. I like that there's at least crowd noise. You can't have a quiet arena. That's just, it's going to be awkward that way. You got to have some noise in the background. So I'm glad they're doing that at least. Make it somewhat a taste of the real experience. I thought the cardboard cutout thing was kind of funny. I heard one of my friends was telling me earlier that they were having those cutouts in one of the spring training games leading up to the start of the shortened season the other night on ESPN. I think it was the Mets Yankees game that was on for delayed spring training. But I mean, what's gonna happen if they had a foul ball? They're gonna like punch a hole in the cutout. they get a bonus or something if they hit the fin. No, I don't know. It's like an arcade game or something, or like in a carnival or something. Hit the cutout, get a prize or something like. Yeah, it's gonna be. I can imagine the announcers are gonna make fun of that there if they. Oh, there goes the cutout there, another one, or something like that. Have a little fun with there. But, you know, it's also going to be different for the announcers, especially for baseball. NESN, New England Sports Network, for us locals, is not going to have the announcers in the stadiums, which is going to be interesting. They're going to announce the games at the NESN HD Television Center, and they're just really going to be watching on monitors for the most part. So, I mean, you know, things are going to be different. It's going to be very awkward, but like I said, it's what the country needs right now. We really, really need sports back in the worst way possible. At least I do, anyway. I would think other people are excited about it, too. But, yeah, as soon as that first pitch is thrown, boy, I am going to be hooked. Boy, let me tell you. The Red Sox open up their shortened season against the Baltimore Orioles on this Friday, the 24th. They play a three-game series against Baltimore at home at Fenway Park, without the fans, obviously. All the teams are going to be playing either against teams in their own division or their National League counterparts. So the American League East will play either the teams in their division or the NL East, which will be the case for the Red Sox. And same for the Central and the West divisions. They want to keep them geographically close, which is smart. So it reduces the risk of anybody contracting the virus. Yeah, speaking of which, not everybody has been able to avoid it. Eduardo Rodriguez on the Red Sox was unfortunate enough to get the virus, and it's unclear when he will exactly make his first start. Nathan Eovaldi will be our opening day starter on Friday. It's not clear at this point exactly when Rodriguez will return, but Nathan Eovaldi will start, and I think it's a good alternative considering Chris Sale's out for the season, so I like that Eovaldi's starting. He should be ready to go. But yeah, it's only a 60-game season, so nobody can afford to get off to a bad start. If you get off to a bad start and lose a few in a row, you might be in a lot of trouble. If you get off to a good start, though, you're looking pretty good. Unlike a long regular season of 162 games, you know, teams can afford to get off to a bad start or slump and make up for it. This time, you don't have time. You just don't have enough time this season. Hopefully, this will be the only time they ever have to do this. But you need to be consistent in order to make the playoffs. Can't get off to a bad start for the Red Sox or any big market team. That's for sure. But anyway, I'm just really looking forward to baseball. I mean, I words can't express enough how much I want baseball to come back, and I'm so happy it is. So, we got that to look forward to. But I think it'll be nice that at least, you know, television ratings will go up. This will definitely help the TV markets out there, and the networks, being that everybody's home right now, and that's all they're doing is either watching TV or reading a book or watching a movie. So, this will definitely help the networks for sure. So, we'll take our first break here on sports and stuff, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about the Washington Redskins, of all teams, and why they're changing their name. I'll get my thoughts on that and plenty more right after these messages. Stay with us.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
Welcome back to Sports and Stuff. Hope you're staying safe out there. And as we move along here, I'm going to talk about the Washington Redskins here for a couple minutes. Now, this has been in the news a lot lately, so I have to get my thoughts on the matter. After 87 years of being called the Washington Redskins, they're finally changing their name. Can you believe that? They're actually changing their name. I think people are, in general, are a little too sensitive to the fact that, you know, when it was created as the Washington Redskins 87 years ago, it was a different time. You know, people had a different vocabulary. Times were different. History was different. I mean, the name is certainly not meant to be offensive at all, as far as I'm concerned. I just think people are overreacting. I think it's a result of people being hypersensitive to the littlest things these days. We had a similar instance happen in my region where I live in Franklin County in western Massachusetts. About a year ago or so, Turner's Falls High School... Actually, this was 2 years ago. I take that back. 2 years ago, Turner's Falls High School... their team name was called the Indians. And I don't know what they call it now, but I remember there was a lot of uproar going on about that they were going to change their name, and the students and, you know, alumni were not happy about it because that's their name. That's what they go by. And, you know, changing their name is almost like changing your name. And if you think about it, you know, it was such a part of their, you know, their life, their childhood, their school. Them changing the team name would really hurt a lot of people's feelings. So I can't help but wonder how the fans in the Washington, D.C. area are reacting to this right now. I don't know anybody down there, so I can't really ask. But, I mean, are people really that offended by it? I mean, come on. It was a different time. It's like, you know... I mean, are they trying to stay with the times and be hip and trendy? What are they going to call them, the Washington Pigskins now? Like, oh, come on, what the... Like, really? I mean, I don't know. I just... When I heard that, I'm just like, you know... I just feel like it's the result of people being way too sensitive and way too... You know, whatever you call it. Just sensitive, anxious, nervous, whatever. Like, come on, just... You know, I mean, I've heard even other talk show hosts say, like, why can't the people in D.C. grow a set of balls and toughen up? It's football. Like, you know, I wouldn't normally say something like that, but I kind of agree with them. Like, it's just a name. I mean, it's not, again, they weren't trying to offend anybody. I mean, come on. What else are they going to call them? I mean, I can't really think of an alternative. I don't even think the team has decided on a name at this point. But I certainly don't think it was meant to be derogatory, like I said. I mean, you know, this opens up the discussion into other things, like, you know, like you take, like, the word, well, I mean, again, I'm just saying this just for the sake of this discussion here, like the word retarded, you know, and I say that because, you know, nowadays people would look at that as an offensive word. Well, in a different generation, it was a little more widely accepted, so... People were saying that, and nowadays the proper terminology would be, you know, mentally challenged or mentally ill. And I say that because, you know, maybe people might see that as politically incorrect to say that. You know, people care too much about things being politically correct. It's like they have to get things just right or just so, or you're not living up to societal norms. Well, what are societal norms? Does anybody know anymore? Do we have to be all perfect and polished and politically correct? Like, do we really have to be that way? I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to sound insensitive. It's just I just didn't think the change was necessary. And the Cleveland Indians are following suit as well. They also are considering changing their team name, possibly by, if not this season, then by next season. I mean, what are they going to call them? The Cleveland Native Americans? Like, come on. What? It's a perfectly written, normal name. I mean, I don't know. It's just... I just don't get it. I mean... I really wonder exactly what led to these name changes. Was it the fans? Was it the teams? Was it was somebody complaining to the... I don't know. I know as far as locally where I live, the reason why the Turner's Falls High School name changed from the Indians to what it is now was because I believe the story was there was a couple of people who were not originally from Turner's that were... I guess you could call them liberals. You know, they were more contemporary thinkers. And apparently they thought that the term Indian was outdated. They thought it was not proper and it was not, you know, current, I guess. Wasn't, you know, for its time. So they, you know, they came at it from a different angle. And apparently it must have got through the Turner's Falls faculty and staff because they changed the name. to really just to satisfy those people, even though that doesn't make up a majority of Turners. But anyway, my point is, where I'm trying to get with this is, like, you know, I can tell that a lot of people are really, I don't know, just they want things to change. They want things to be more evolved, I guess. Maybe they thought the team name was too outdated, but I just didn't. I don't think it's necessary. I don't see why they have to change it. I mean, I didn't think it was politically incorrect, but that's just my opinion. I mean, I was never offended by it. I hope other people weren't offended by it. I mean, apparently someone was, otherwise they wouldn't be changing the name. But yeah, I just don't get it. It's one of those kind of topics or questions that would be good to ask a guest if I had one, but unfortunately we don't have one this week. But hopefully we'll get some guests on soon. We can talk about that a little more in detail. But let me know what you think. Let me know on our community group page. I have the article already up on there, so if you feel free to leave a comment there, or just, you know, anywhere, either on the community Facebook page or my own personal Facebook page. If you want to drop a comment, if you want to DM me. You can also reach me through email at redsoxwatcher0627@gmail.com. Again, redsoxwatcher0627@gmail.com. Either email or Facebook's the best way to reach me for now. So I think I've covered that topic in pretty good detail. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it later on. We'll take another break and be back with more sports and stuff after this. Stay with us.
Proud sponsor of Sports and Stuff, Harold's Ice Cream has over 400 original flavors to select from. Best of all, Harold's is kosher certified, no moo or artificial ingredients. Harold's also makes ice cream cakes with real cake centers, and they also ship their frozen treats to customers. Harold's Ice Cream makes treats like frozen yogurt, sherbet, brownies, cookies, pies, and cakes. Harold's does it all to satisfy that sweet, healthy treat craving. They cater events for 70 people or more, and they ship their kosher treats by mail. Call Harold's Ice Cream today at 413-586-9700 and visit harolds.com.
This is John Meisner, and this is Sports and Stuff. You're listening to Sports and Stuff on EPRN and all of our other media platforms out there. Hope you all are staying safe during this very awkward and anxious time we're in, so just try to stay positive out there if you can. So as we move along here, I'm going to talk a little TV here on the show. If anybody hasn't watched it, I've mentioned this before on the show, American Soul, great show on BET. It's all about the story of Soul Train. Fantastic show. Just wrapped up its second season on BET with Cinqua Walls as Don Cornelius. Does a good job playing Don Cornelius, too. He's a good actor. Really good show. Don Cornelius definitely lived a Hollywood lifestyle. Yeah, that's for sure. Definitely the right kind of figure to make a drama out of, considering his life kind of had a lot of drama with his family and with people he came into contact with. You know, it really paints a picture of who Cornelius really was. He wasn't just a smooth kind of, radio TV guy that hosted Soul Train with the dancing and all. No, he really wanted to make black people, more of a force, in TV. You know, he really wanted to make it the first black dance show and allow African Americans to shine, and he did that. So, in a way I respect him for that, but I don't respect how he treated people, both on and off the show. He was not always a very nice guy. He was rude. He was arrogant. He was very polarizing. The dancers on that show, I've read, were very intimidated by him. They did not really like his presence that much. And he was a he was kind of a wild guy. For those that haven't been watching, he often sleeps with other women in a club that he owned. He owned a club as well as, ran the show. So, I think it was called the Soul Train Club. So, basically any group that he booked on the show, him and the producer, they'd also just let him sing at the club. So, yeah, a lot of those singers and people that were, watching him, I mean, he would sleep with. I mean, you know, he left his wife and his kids just to produce a TV show and host it. I mean, can you believe that? I mean, talk about selfish. I mean, I get that, you know, people's career is important, and it probably should come first or second, you know, depending on what your priorities are. But to leave your family just to focus on yourself, I mean, wow. I mean, I think that made him better at what he does professionally, but it did not make him a better person, if that makes sense. You know, I can only imagine how ignored and neglected that Don's wife felt. And it showed in certain episodes, you know, that the kids get left behind. I mean, Don checks up on them every once in a while when something goes wrong, but, I mean, wow. Yeah, Don was not that great of a person. I read he was married more than once, so I think he got eventually divorced, and the show might cover that at some point. But yeah, he was getting involved with people that were, like, kind of sketchy, like, you know, sketchy people in the mafia. There's a guy Gerald he meets that's like his like business partner that's like just up to no good, and an old ex-wife of Gerald's comes up after him to try to get revenge. It's a lot of messy stuff and a lot of drama, but it's really good, really exciting stuff. Yeah, really the type of show you can really get into. And the show also focuses on other characters too. I mean, I know I'm kind of giving some of the stuff away here, but really good stuff if you haven't gotten into it. It's, you know, the actor that plays Don Cornelius is very good. The actors that play JT and Simone, the friends, that kind of have an on-again, off-again relationship. It kind of gives off the vibe, you know, will they, you know, hook up? Won't they get together? You know, will they, won't they? It's a good little dynamic as part of the show. So there's some stories behind them as well. But it's really, really interesting. Really popular on BET. It's already ran 2 seasons. And I would think if they do bring it back for a 3rd season, because they're not done really telling the whole story of Soul Train, I would think they would probably get into the 80s by now, or at least close to the 80s. Yeah, I read that Don Cornelius was not very fond of rap, and I think we might start seeing that if and when they do bring the show back for a 3rd season. So, it'll be interesting to watch how, you know, how Don felt about that. I mean, obviously he wasn't happy about it. That's why he was very reluctant to book rap artists on the show. But, so they'll probably get to that in season 3 if it brings it back. But again, really good stuff. If you haven't seen it, please check it out. We'll go on demand, buy it, rent it from, go on Amazon if they have it. I don't know if they do yet, but yeah, look it up on demand. It's really, really good. definitely impressed me, that's for sure. Very well produced. I think Tony Cornelius, who's Don's son, is the executive producer. They got the right person running it. You know, who would know better than you know, some member of the Cornelius family himself? So they got the right person in charge. So, for those that don't know, Don Cornelius passed away several years ago, so he is no longer with us. But at least they, you know, have his son running things, running the show. So that's for sure. And speaking of TV shows and other stuff people watch or listen to, I recently added a little bit of exclusive content to our Sports and Stuff app. If you go onto the app, if you subscribe today, you'll hear me reading some voiceover copy. I've been recently getting into voiceover training, being that I've done so much with podcasting and radio. I suggest you check it out. Hopefully you'll like it. Feel free to give me some feedback. I'm very open to it. It would help if you're kind of a voice coach or a voice consultation, you know, kind of coach. But if you're not, I'll gladly accept any feedback, positive or negative. I'm just here to, you know, put stuff out there and improve and give you all some content to listen to out there. So check that out. It's on the Sports and Stuff app. You can hear me reading voiceover copy. I guess you could call it an audition. So it's on the app today, and be sure to check it out. Hopefully you like it. We'll take a break. Be back with more Sports and Stuff after this. Stay with us.
MVMT is the affordable brand for men's and women's watches. Go to MVMTwatches.com and browse through the bestseller collection, all of the watches, sunglasses, wristband straps, and watch-related accessories. It's not surprising that MVMT offers free shipping worldwide to their customers. Sign up for the newsletter at MVMTWatches.com, read the MVMT brand story, and get caught up on the brand. Premium design at a fair price.
Welcome back. Listening to Sports and Stuff, EPRN, all of our other media platforms. Yeah, these are the days I'm pretty much counting down until sports start. It's interesting. You know, I'm going to go visit my family next weekend in New York, who I haven't seen in so long. I was trying to figure out, being that they don't get Red Sox games out there or NESN or NBC Sports Boston. I was figuring out, like, you know, how am I going to watch the games? Well, I downloaded the NESN Go app, they call it. NESN Go is a way to watch NESN, like it says, you know, on the go, if you're not in the area. And, you know, it's funny, for the past year, I couldn't get the thing to work because I thought I was doing something wrong. All it was, really, was I just wasn't logged in with the proper username and password for our Xfinity account, because my family has Xfinity for our cable. So as long as you tell them what your cable provider is and come up with a username and password, then you're good, and you should be able to log in. I didn't know what it was, because I thought I had to create my own, and it wasn't working, so I finally got my dad to give me my username and password, and so finally I'm in. Now I can watch the games in New York this weekend. Thank God, I did not want to miss three games in a row. So yeah, so that's my story. Well, hopefully you've had similar circumstances that I'm sure. Yeah, we've all had stuff like that happen to us. Yeah, I have to say, Comcast just has, like, the worst customer service. I've read, like, really bad horror stories from people who just, they get someone on the phone that wants to help them, and all they want to do is, like, sell them something. And, like, I remember one time somebody wanted to unsubscribe or disconnect their cable, and they wouldn't do it. I mean, the person's just like, look, I just want my service disconnected. And they're like, well, we could do that, but we really don't want you to leave. It's like, no, I don't like it. Just get rid of it. And the employee wasn't listening to them, and they were just trying to, like, talk him back into keeping it, and they didn't want to keep it. It's just, ugh, this was a nightmare. They later got an apology from the company saying, we apologize for this, our employee's behavior. We'll disconnect your service. Just yeah, I think that employee was trying a little too hard to do his job. Yeah, just if somebody doesn't want the service, just get rid of it. I mean, come on. I mean, your job is not. I mean, obviously you want subscribers, but I mean, don't make someone keep it if they don't want to. Okay, come on. Just relax. Okay. Yeah, I was reading that. And I'm like, come on. You know, just no wonder people don't like people in customer service. You know, and this is coming from someone who actually works with the general public. I mean, you know, I would never do that. You know, I wouldn't talk somebody into keeping something. If they didn't want it, they don't have to have it. It's fine. It's just, wow. Just, you know, I could see why some people treat others like that, you know, or get frustrated easily, because it really comes from having bad negative experiences before, not because someone's, you know, trying to be difficult. I mean, people are just trying to do their jobs. People could be a little kinder, more patient, but I know it's hard. You know, there's a lot on everybody's mind these days with everything going on. So, but still, you know, treat others with kindness and respect and love. That's what I say. So, anyway. Yeah, if you have a bad story you want to share, I mean, not to start a negative kind of thing here, but I mean, if you have a negative story you want to share about, you know, any bad experience in customer service, again, let me know on Facebook or email. RedSoxWatcher0627@gmail.com. I may share it on the show if you want to tell me. And so with that, I think we're getting pretty close to the end of the show here. We'll take a break and wrap things up one more time here on Sports and Stuff right after this. Stay there.
Too much buzz in the air. Listen in to What's the Buzz on EPRN. Sit back and reflect with tunes from the good old days on Reflections, hosted by Cedric Clark on EPRN. Be sure to rock on with Everyone's Rock. Exquisite Podcast Radio Network has a variety of podcast radio programs for listeners all across the globe. Take the journey, the hip-hop and R&B journey, with Greg H., or awaken and take notice to the events in your communities with Purposely Awakened, hosted by Naomi Bondman. hang out with the gents and listen to the Elite Gents podcast. And for better results, listen in to Revealing Better Results. For sports, check out Foltzy's Corner, Sports and Stuff, hosted by John Meisner. And PSA, Prodigy Sportative Attestations. Tell a friend and listen in via EPRN's web app at app.eprn.us and listen in online at www.eprn.us.
This is John Meisner. You're listening to Sports and Stuff. And we don't have too much more to talk about on the show this week. Again, you know, it's like the calm before the storm. You know, everything's going to come back right at us, you know, in a snap next week. Baseball's going to come back. And then the week after, you know, basketball and hockey are going to be coming back. I'm going to be talking plenty of baseball next week on the show. Hopefully in the next week or two, we'll get another guest on the show here. I'll see what I can do. And in the meantime, subscribe to the app. Got some good stuff we've added recently. We have me reading voiceover copies. You can listen to Ellen Adair read some baseball poetry. She was a wonderful guest recently, and so you can hear her doing that. All sorts of good stuff for you on the app, as well as on EPRN and all of our other media platforms out there. And also, before I go, I want to give a shout-out real quick to Lily Hopcroft. Her and her friend Tasha Marinak are creating their own podcast of their own, actually. They haven't come up with a name for it yet, so I don't actually know what it's called off the top of my head. But if you just type in on SoundCloud, because they put their podcast on SoundCloud, just type in Lily and Tasha Marinak, or Lily and Tasha or whatever, and hopefully you'll get their show. If you can't find it, I could always just share their pilot episode on my Facebook page. So be sure to listen to that. They're cute. They have fun with some stuff, and they're just getting it up off the ground, so they're just trying to figure out what they're going to talk about. But yeah, maybe in the future I can have them on as guests. We'll see what happens. So on that note, everybody, again, thanks so much for listening to me this week. I really appreciate it. For the first time in months, I can finally say sports are back. Baseball is back. I will be talking sports next week on the show. Thank God the wait is finally over. Ugh, after 4 months, I can go back to talking sports again on the show. Yeah, I've really been tested this whole time. I've been very patient. I've been trying to find stuff to get by. Thank God I won't have to do that after the show is over anymore. Hopefully never again. So, baseball will be coming up next week on the show, and we hope you'll join us then. Have a great week, everybody. For everybody involved with this one behind the scenes, I'm John Meisner. Stay safe, enjoy sports, and go Red Sox. Enjoy baseball, everybody. It's coming back next week. This is John Meisner signing off of Sports and Stuff, saying we leave you in parting with peace, love, and soul, as Don Cornelius used to say. Thought I'd throw that in there. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. So long.